Again, today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. You'll notice that when Our Lady appears often, she most often appears to children. And this is, of course, the case in Fatima. She appeared to Lucia and Francesco and Jacinta, who were in their very early years. But you can tell that Our Lady comes and speaks to those who she knows will listen. Those that she knows will listen and take to heart what she says. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven belongs to just such as these, the children. And truthfully, each one of us is still a child of God. And so in a certain sense, the children witness to that attentiveness that each one of us should have before Almighty God, remembering that we are his children. We are his sheep. We hear his voice and we follow him. We do what he asks us to do. That is the way it is supposed to be. Only if we are listening like children are we going to have this abundant life that God wants us to have. What did the Blessed Mother ask the children, amongst other things, for prayer and penance? You heard it in the opening prayer. Prayer and penance. And it's really encapsulated so beautifully in that prayer that you and I pray at the end of each decade of the Rosary that Our Lady of Fatima asked us to pray. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. It's a prayer for God's great mercy. It only happens through prayer and penance. Only if we are offering to God prayers and penance, especially through the intercession of Our Lady, do we live then that more abundant life where we find that gate that Jesus is opening to us. And so let's hope for that, long for that, especially through our prayers and our penance this day.